This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to Exo Higher Self Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and bias conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, my loves. Welcome. Thank you for being here. So happy to be on another episode. This is an episode about relationships, about breakups, about getting into new relationships right after a breakup. And I'm somebody in my life where when I was single and dating, before I got married, I was one of those people that kind of just jumped from relationship to relationship. I don't know. I think there's a term for it, serial monogamist. I was totally that person. But the funny thing is that even though I should have in many instances taken more time to process my past relationships and really learn from those experiences, it's not like that stuff didn't come up again, right? I mean, we try to distract ourselves from our issues by jumping into new things or getting distracted by new romance and stuff. But eventually our things always show up. And inevitably, we have to deal with it. Relationships really are a mirror to all the places that we deny ourselves love, to all our fears that we're unlovable. And when we go through a breakup, it's like the other side of the coin. Ultimately, the lesson is the same. We're worthy. We're enough just for who we are. We deserve love. We have to nurture our relationship with ourselves in order to even be available to other people. Everybody has issues and everybody needs healing. And often we're at a time in our life where we're not sure if being in a relationship or not being in a relationship is the best environment to suit our healing. But when we really get deep within ourselves, when we start connecting to our higher self and really take the time to nurture our relationship with ourselves, we start to be able to actually listen to what is best for us. A lot of times we know what's best for us, but we kind of pretend like we don't because often it's the harder choice. So I hope that this question helps, and let's get it started. Subject, potential relationship question. Hi, Bunny. Thank you so much for opening up this space on the podcast for so much beautiful healing to come through. You are so lovely and so many people appreciate you. I wanted to get your opinion on this. I just went through a breakup pretty recently. There's a lot of new stuff being birthed in my life right now, and there's a part of me that really wants to focus on myself. Since then, I've been talking to someone a little bit. This is the first time I've really felt a spark in my body for a while, but I wonder if the spark is genuine connection or it's triggering my attachment wounds. He has gone through some serious deep trauma and is not in therapy. In fact, he said multiple times that he felt like he didn't get anything from therapy. I worry he's not emotionally mature because of some things he says, like, I'm just a jealous person and I'm a lot. And once he said he felt like my life would be better without him. It's fun to be around him and the connection is good, but I wonder if I'm wasting my time. I can't tell if I want to nurture this connection or if it's me repeating cycles. There's a part of me that wants to say, this is fun. You're allowed to have fun and give it a shot. No one is perfect. But there's also a part of me that says, is this what my higher self would do? I know in the podcast once you said, if you have to debate being in a relationship, you probably aren't ready for it. I'm slightly confused, and I think I would be very grateful for reassurance on if this applies here. Thank you. Hello, sweetheart. Immediately when I read your letter, I thought that part of you could not have clarity if this relationship is right because you just got out of a breakup and you haven't had the time or space to really process that breakup. I mean, every relationship is a teaching because relationships show us our wounds. Bringing awareness to how and when our wounds show up helps us realize that we're not our wounds. When you're unaware of your wounds, you just react unconsciously, mostly projecting them on other people. So as painful as it is to realize that you're wounded and that you have triggers and sensitivities, it's also so empowering. It's so empowering to be like, okay, my jealousy stems from a deep fear of abandonment, or okay, my fear for advocating for my needs comes from my needs not getting met as a child. And just because I have these wounds doesn't make me wrong. It makes me human. So when you're triggered, you realize that those emotions might come up, but they might not necessarily be totally about what's happening right in that moment, right? It's about so much more. In other words, the awareness just expands your perception to see other possibilities, which enables you to grow and heal. And I think a really good way to think about expanding your perception is growth, right? As you grow, your awareness expands. And as a result, you have just a more joyful life because you're not unconsciously projecting your past pain on so many situations. That doesn't mean you won't get triggered, but there's space around it. And there's more and more time to realize that you can have a different reaction. And each relationship is like a pit stop on all of our individual journeys of healing. And each one has a very unique way of giving us those lessons. Breakups work similarly because breakups also trigger our wounds, our fears of being alone or societal conditioning, that being single means that you're doing something wrong or you're failing. Breakups are really deep lessons in loving yourself and getting connected to yourself and taking care of yourself and knowing no matter what that you've always been enough, whether you're in a relationship or not. So even though on many levels breakups totally suck, they're also like gems when it comes to healing if you're willing to go deep and look within. Taking space after a breakup can give you a leg up on that process because you're alone and there isn't a new partner to just slip back into your patterns with and miss the opportunity to bring more awareness to them. But being alone doesn't automatically mean that you're working on yourself. You could basically be putting all that stuff on pause until you're in a new relationship and then the cycle just continues. You said in your letter that you're wondering if being in this new relationship is just another pattern of your attachment wounds. So what would it take for you to get clarity on that? Can you get clarity on that if you're spending time with this new person? Are you actually able to build that perspective, to grow within that? And do you need that clarity in order for this new relationship to actually be sustainable? What is the goal here? And I know that sounds a bit like a silly question, but I don't think we ask ourselves that enough when it comes to relationships. If the goal is really to show up authentically with love and see what we can build with another person, what inner work do we all have to do on our own in order for us to have a chance at meeting that goal? Or is the goal just about seeing how long this can be easy? And when it gets hard, when everybody starts showing their shit, we can either end it or we can get really caught up in the drama and the fighting and still not bring any more awareness to our issues or what's happening on a really deep level. And if the goal is to build something that is mutually loving and accountable, how difficult will that be with someone who might not be in a place in their life that they're working on their healing or able to be accountable on their end? Because it does take two people. But if the goal is just to do it until it's easy, then that wouldn't matter so much now, would it? It wouldn't really matter if you were dating somebody who you thought wasn't really into that, wasn't really into doing the inner work, who you noticed didn't have that kind of self-awareness. And there really is no right or wrong answer here. There is no right or wrong choice for you in this situation. It really matters what you're trying to get, what your goal is right now. As unromantic as that sounds, as unromantic as healing sounds, it can also be so romantic. I don't know if anything is hotter than someone being vulnerably authentic and opening up their heart to you. I really don't. So I know I haven't really answered your question for you, but I just want you to expand your perception to see what is it that you're actually looking for right now? And what would help or hinder you to getting there? Because ultimately, we're all gonna have to grow and learn this stuff at some point, whether that's alone, whether that's through another relationship. We carry this stuff with us. And your instinct to focus on yourself came from a wisdom within you. It came from your higher self saying, hey, you need attention here. This needs attention. So that is the most important factor. And if you're able to do that and still date this new person, great. But if you can already sense and have this intuition that this relationship or this dynamic doesn't actually support your healing, then that's a really big red flag. And sometimes the lessons we take from past relationships and the experiences we have from past relationships set us up to make smart decisions now, meaning what you've already been through has brought you to this place right now where you could say, you know what? I'm going to prioritize my healing right now because I understand that I have to do that first in order for me to even be available to other people, in order for me to have healthy, sustainable relationships. So in that way, how beautiful is it that your breakup is already teaching you that? And that's the cool part about healing. There's just so many layers. And when you really open up your heart and see that the universe is just constantly trying to throw lessons at you that says, you're so important. You're so worth it. You're so lovable. You deserve joy and peace and nurturing and care. You deserve to know that you're whole just for who you are. You realize that healing is just the most beautiful, sacred journey that we're all on. It just really is so, so beautiful. The best part about really focusing on yourself, really taking time to nurture your relationship with your higher self is that you remember how beautiful your life is and you remember all the gifts that are all around you. I mean, what could be more important than that? All right, I'm wishing you all the best. Hello, EXO Higher Self fam. It's Bunny here. I am so thrilled to announce my debut book, Hello Higher Self, An Outsider's Guide to Loving Yourself in a Tough World, is now available for pre-order. This book is the essential manual for unlearning your limiting beliefs that have been ingrained in you by the toxicity of our culture and your trauma and your socialization. We all have to unlearn this stuff so we can channel the power of our higher self. And everyone who pre-orders this book will receive a special free gift from me to be announced shortly. So hurry to the pre-order link in the show notes and get yourself a copy. I cannot wait for you to read it. Oh, relationships, relationships, to be or not to be. If there's one thing I have learned, I think, in my journey to self-awareness and healing, is that often we can learn from people in ways we would have never expected. One of my favorite quotes is from A Course in Miracles, and it says, "Everyone is a teacher and everyone is a student." So every relationship is an opportunity to grow and to help others grow. No matter how short-lived, no matter how long, even the small amount of time you spend with the barista at the coffee shop, it's all just opportunities to see the higher self in other people, which helps you remember your own higher self. We're all just walking around in different levels of consciousness, and the more your consciousness is connected to your higher self, honestly, the happier you're gonna be, the more joyful you're gonna be. It doesn't mean that things won't go wrong. Of course, that's life, but you're gonna be grounded in a truth that sustains you with a knowledge and awareness of just how wonderful and what a gift you truly are. All right, I love you so much, and so does your higher self. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye.